And Valentine's Day is tomorrow. This is something that started a couple of hundred years ago in England. They would hand out flowers on Valentine's Day to their loved ones, St. Valentine's Day. And here in the last, I would say, 50 to 70 years in this country, it has become big, big business for flower companies, for the card companies, restaurants, and whatnot. But Donovan, Valentine's Day puts guys in a predicament.
It does. So I've had an exclusive relationship with my roommate since November of 1993. That's when we looked each other in the eyes and said, we're going to do this? Then we're going to do this. This is you and me. And she said, okay. So ever since then, you've been having to try to deal with birthdays and anniversaries and Valentine's Day. Now, when we did this in November of 93, obviously the first Valentine's Day was February of 94. I just started working at the station. I was full-time overnights making tons of money. You know that, man.
Sure.
I was banking.
That overnight paycheck.
Woo,
man.
Woo, something special. And I remember, I don't specifically remember the first gift I gave her. She gave me a gift, and the only thing that we had left to buy each other food-wise for Valentine's Day before I had to come to work that night was a double cheeseburger from McDonald's. That's all we could afford.
That's very romantic.
So that's what we had, and we shared it. And I think she put a little candle in the double cheeseburger, and bam, it's a nice Valentine's Day before I come up here and work. So you go over the years, and you start running out of ideas. And you try to plant the seed in the mind of the lady that Valentine's Day is a holiday made up to spend money. And that's a tough sell.
Yep.
Because, hey, you want honestly to say you're going to feel loved every single day. But if it's a special day for love, all right, whatever. I do feel I've given the best gift in our gift-giving relationship here over the last 20-something years. But for some reason, and I have to get this out of my head if I want to complete Valentine's Day, I refuse to give flowers and candy.
Refuse?
Yes.
Why?
A, I feel it's a cop-out.
Okay.
B, I feel that feeds into the system of making Valentine's Day what it is.
Okay.
If everyone will stop buying flowers and candy, then maybe it'll go away.
Man, if they're not
making the money. I know. Because it's just automatically, you can go get it. It's easy. You don't have to think. Bam. You have Valentine's Day completed.
It's a very generic gift.
Right. And I try to think outside the box. But now it's a Friday. So restaurants are going to be packed.
Right.
With your price fixed menu and just spending more money. It's a money grab. But try telling your roommate that. And then they're thinking that you don't care, or you don't want to buy a gift, or you just don't want to be involved. I have physically run out of things to think about. I've done everything.
Have you sent a pajamagram from pajamagram.com?
I have.
You have? Okay.
I have, yes.
All right, good.
Like, I was thinking about this, and it sounds corny. It really sounds corny now that I'm about to say it.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if I want to reveal my corniness now.
Come on.
What if I made, like, a playlist?
A mixtape?
Make her a mixtape?
Yeah, but it's digital. I can send her this digital playlist that I can, say, play me. And it's all songs like, you know, what we're hearing now,
okay,
or sentimental songs and all that.
That's not that bad.
Like, it's not.
It's pretty bad.
It's not spending money.
Right.
It feels sentimental.
Why don't you just write her a card, like a heartfelt, you know, it's got a couple pages to it, and it's a beautiful message.
I don't know.
A touching memory that you remember, you know, that she is possibly forgotten about, and it's just this little small moment that you remember with such fine detail that she goes, this is a man that treasures the texture of our relationship.
That's not a bad idea, but some of my memories we might not need to put pen to paper.
Well, don't make them
because
sexual.
She's not going to remember those. She doesn't remember. She doesn't remember any of those.
Huh? That's
none.
That's weird.
Why?
I don't know.
Sometimes that's just how it is.
She doesn't remember any of your sexual escapades.
No. They're not memorable.
She probably,
tries to forget every time it happens.
Why not just send her a sweet text? Just happy Valentine's Day. Balloon emoji.
Heart the emoji.
Lips. Kissing lips. And then that's it. Or a gif of two people making out.
Right.
Why don't you give her your blank in a box?
Whoa.
That's if
that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, because it all leads to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we've been married for 24 years.
Okay, so after 24...
That's not special.
Where is her bar for Valentine's Day after 24 years?
I don't know.
Well, you need to ask her.
Because...
What are you expecting?
But what...
All this pressure on you? What does she do for you?
She always, like, gives me a card or two.
Okay.
Or, you know, some kind of gift card or something like that.
There you go. Just follow her lead.
But that means I have to go out and go to the store and do all that.
It's not that big a deal.
It is. It's crowded because it's dudes like me waiting until the last minute.
Well, don't wait until the last minute. Go today, not tomorrow.
Go today.
Today is the last minute.
Tomorrow's the last minute.
Tomorrow's last minute. This is the day before the last minute.
I can't even remember the last time I did it on Valentine's Day.
Give her a ticket t-shirt. Swing by the promo closet before you leave.
Everyone sign it. If she has an autographed ticket t-shirt.
That's a great idea. That's the perfect gift for
a P1. She would love that.
She is not a P1.
Oh, no. So she's not listening right now.
No.
Why don't she's we call not. Her next and you...
Ask her what she wants.
Yeah.
We could definitely do that.
Would she take your call?
Yes.
She didn't send you straight to voicemail?
Decline.
Decline.
She sees my picture and just, oh, heck no, and gets it out of here. We're going to eat dinner tonight to avoid the restaurant tomorrow. And that was her idea, which I loved.
Yeah.
So you can stay at home, but do I just ignore tomorrow's dinner? Because we're having dinner tonight?
Yeah, if it's agreed upon that tonight is the Valentine's Day dinner, then tomorrow night doesn't have to be anything special.
We can just roll out Sloppy Joe's and everything is fine.
But I have to ask you, is your wife a person who gives secret tests? Like the old, hey, we're going out to Valentine's dinner tonight, you know, so tomorrow we don't have to do anything. But then if you don't do anything... Then she was really disappointed because there was a hidden test.
Sometimes I do feel a hint of disappointment in her if I didn't meet the level of expectation. Yes.
Hidden expectations. There are some people who do that and they don't even like it that they do it, but they find themselves expecting something from their partner that they don't want to verbalize. But they will hold their partner responsible for not getting the silent message.
I know, because when I say for a birthday or Christmas that I don't want anything, I mean it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who don't mean that. They'll say it, and they'll even think they mean it. But then when you don't get them anything, you know what? I don't know. I'm just kind of in a mood. I don't know what's wrong, to be quite honest. I'm probably just tired.
So I don't know what to think. Now, I know you, Jules, as a newly married man, you're right back into the Valentine's Day mix, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the predicament that Gordo was just talking about because my
you can hardly say it.
Wife.
Uh-huh.
Got to get used to saying that. We had this talk a few weeks ago, and we were like, so we're going to have a wedding anniversary in November. We're going to have Christmas in December, my birthday in December, your birthday in January, Valentine's in February.
A lot of celebrating.
We're like, man, that's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of going out to dinner.
Let's just pick one of those things.
A lot of presents. And she said, let's just, you know, Valentine's Day, let's just stay in. We don't have to go out. It's not a big deal because we do have all of these other dates and anniversaries and present buying opportunities. So let's just hang out at the house.
Yeah. So if you believe her, Then that's on you.
I know.
She will blame you.
Because it's your
for
first
taking you at
one.
Her word.
Yeah, right. It's your first one and husband has a husband and wife.
I know. That's why, and she said, you know, don't worry about gifts and things like that. But I'm still thinking, wait, this is our first Valentine's Day married.
Every woman says, don't worry about gifts.
I've got to get something.
No, seriously, don't worry about gifts. And then you don't worry about them. And then it's like, what kind of person are you that actually takes someone at their word when they're saying the polite thing of don't worry about gifts?
So tell me what you think of this. This is what I proposed to her this week, knowing that we were going to stay in. So my dad, 87 years old, lives alone. I said, and this February is always a rough month for him because my mom, who passed away 15 years ago, her birthday's in February and their wedding anniversary and Valentine's. So I said, why don't we have Dad over for dinner on Valentine's Day? And her response was, nothing more romantic than spending it with an 87-year-old man.
Oh, no.
She was joking.
Oh,
totally joking.
Oh, okay.
No, she was completely joking because then she said, ha-ha, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Right.
So
so then you have him over, and then it's, you know, would have. I'm glad we had your dad over. It was nice. It was fun. Would have been nice, too, to, you know, have do something together, just the two of us. But I mean, that's fine. It's fine.
If that's what you wanted to do.
That's what you want to do.
So
God, I hate people.
She seems completely on board with it, and I think I came up with a good middle ground, because since he is 87, I'm not kidding, he eats dinner at 3:45 in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. So I said, we'll do a really early dinner with him, like at 5. I'll take him home, and then we'll have the evening together.
Mm-hmm. Why, you're taking him home? Just let him fall asleep on the couch, and then y'all go upstairs and do your dirty.
And try to make it quiet, because that's exciting, filth. Right?
Do your filth, so you're having to hold a hand over him.
Now, that would that would not be romantic for my dad asleep on the couch.
Just not the pillow, because that can...
Yeah, don't. It's dangerous.
That's close.
Breath play is very serious.
No, but I do feel like she is... Her bar is... is lower than I would think most women, at least I'm hoping, based on, and I've known her for 5 years now, on what they expect on Valentine's Day. And there, I think there are two different kinds of women when it comes to Valentine's Day. There is the woman who, I don't want to fight the crowds. I don't want to go out to dinner. Let's just have something romantic at home. And then there's the woman who wants you to blow it out. And the woman who wants you to blow it out, that's a lot of pressure.
Not that kind.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. But okay, I was very confused. I still don't know. I'm thinking I'm going to have to go maybe get a card, like a sentimental card and then a funny card to kind of balance it out.
Oh, you do both to try to cover all bases.
Right, right.
Huh.
I've never bought two cards for any human being for any occasion.
That's weird. So she doubles up on cards to you.
Yes. One... all sappy and one
and
funny.
One funny.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's how we do
okay,
it.
Okay, well, if that's what she does, then that's what you need to do. And that way, but you know what? I swear I've known people who can even turn that back on you. You do the exact same thing they do. You're wrong for doing it.
Oh, man.
They're in the right for doing it.
Maybe I should just buckle down with the flower and the candy thing. I just refuse to bow down to the man. That's exactly what he wants me to do.
I'm telling you, that is actually the genius of it. You say that, oh, I don't want to do that because it's the go-to choice. That's what's great about the go-to choice.
You don't have to think
about it. You get credit for doing something that didn't take any mental energy. Now, that will also count against you.
Well, I can't
because
win.
That's the thing is that I think that your partner just wants to be thought of, and they want to know that you put some thought into something.
Okay,
if you
that
do
makes
nothing,
sense.
Then that's the worst thing. If you do, I don't know, candy and flowers, they may hate that because, oh, I'm the cool girl who hates candy and flowers. But they are secretly at least happy that you thought of them.
But that's no thought.
Well, but it's better than nothing.
That's going to the tent that's in the parking lot of the store that you can go in 2 minutes and then you're out.
But it's better than nothing. So you're supposed to do something that is above and beyond that, something that's a little more novel and unique.
Well, if we want to talk about unique, the ticket T-shirt is just climbing the ladder as far as a Valentine's Day gift.
What do you think about this idea? I'm going to send her a link and tell her to pick out her gift, and I'm going to send her Amazon.com.
But see, they don't. I think that people don't like choice as far as gifts go. This is another weird thing I think about humans, is that if you just give me a gift card, then it's like, oh, well, you didn't put any thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you buy a gift, 99 out of 100 times, it's not the thing that they would really want.
In our house,
and they'll hold that against you, too.
In our house growing up, for Christmas, my parents would say, not just the big things, what do you want so I can make sure you get what you want? And that's how I've grown up. So when it's her birthday, and I'll say, what do you want for your birthday? And she'll say, I don't know. Well, that's how I've been given gifts for my entire life, because I want to make sure you're happy with what you have.
But I think that a lot of people in relationships, they don't want to tell you what they want, because that ruins the magic of you actually getting it right. They want to feel like you can intuit what they want, and you get it for them, and then that gives them the flood of happies, if you can do that. It's a little secret, invisible obstacle course they've set up, but if you can make that hurdle, you're the greatest thing in the world. But that's the last thing they want to do, is tell you what they want, because then you could just get it. And then if you get it, then that's not what they want. Because they want you to guess what they want and get it without them telling you. That's what they really want.
What about a stripper pole?
I think you're going off base there.
No? See, those are the things that I think about. That's what's wrong with me.
Yeah,
change
me. Wrong with you. There's no changing you if that's your first thought of a romantic gift is a stripper pole.
Women definitely require more gifts to be given to them than men want gifts to be given to them, right?
Yes. Is that true?
Yes. I've always had a very, very low bar. Like, I'm fine if on my birthday I just get a card or a cupcake with a candle in it. I know Christmas, family got to give gifts, but I'm fine. I really have the lowest bar ever for gifts. I'm fine if I don't get them. Whatever you want to give me, that's fine, too.
I've had this happen to me in relationships. People don't believe me when I say, really, I don't want anything. I don't need any gift. I'm not going to be pissed at you at all if you don't get me a gift for my birthday or for Christmas or whatever. It's completely fine. It's the old, if I want something, I'll go and buy that thing whenever it occurs to me that I want it.
I feel the same way, but I don't know how true that is when someone says that. Because, like you said earlier, they could say it out of their mouth and they don't mean it. So when it gets to the point of giving a gift, they have a little bit of an attitude. And you didn't do anything. Well, you said you didn't want, and you believe that? Well, you said it.
Yeah, the old secret test.
But the guy never says that to the girl.
Right.
It's always if the guy doesn't get anything, they're not going to pout for 2 days.
And then answer every kind of, what's wrong? Nothing.
And especially,
and then she says nothing, and then we'll criticize you for having communication issues.
I know.
We just don't communicate enough.
We need to communicate.
We need to learn how to communicate better. Yeah. But somehow her nothing doesn't count in that whole communication issues problem.
And now this is Valentine's Day number 26. Just so many.
I say go with the stripper pole. You've convinced me.
Thank you. Finally.
So let's call her. Want to call her next?
Yeah. Do you want to?
I don't care. Let's do it.
I want to hear you call her. And be incredibly romantic and really make her go, oh.
About the stripper pole?
No. Well, if that comes up, I guess you should try the stripper pole. We'll call her live on the air next. It'll be fun. It's different.